वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुष प्रकृते पर अवतीर्णोसि भगवान भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात पृथग् विभु वपु। त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुष प्रकृते पर अवतीर्णो असि भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात पृथक् विभु विपु। त्वं ब्रह्म परमं व्योम पुरुष प्रकृते पर अवतीर्णो असि भगवन् स्वेच्छोपात पृथक् वपु। Mataji's Tvam you, Brahma Paramam, the absolute truth, Vyoma, like the sky, you are detached from everything, Purushaha, the personality of Godhead, Prakritiha, to material nature, Paraha, transcendental, Avatirnaha, incarnated, Asi, you are, Bhagavan, the Lord, Sva, of your own devotees, Icha, according to the desire, Upatta, accepted, Prithak, different, Vapuhu, bodies. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, as the Absolute Truth, you are transcendental to material nature. And like the sky, you are never entangled in any way. Still being controlled by your devotees' love, you accept many different forms, incarnated according to your devotees' desires. Purport. This is a long purport, so we'll be reading first three paragraphs and next two paragraphs will be taken tomorrow. The pure devotees of the Lord propagate devotional service all over the world. And therefore, although separate from the personal form of the Lord, they are considered to be manifestations of God's mercy and potency. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tar Pravartan. The Lord is like the sky, Vyoma, because although expanded everywhere, He is not entangled in anything. He is Prakriti Paraha, or completely transcendental to material nature. The Lord is fully self-satisfied and is therefore indifferent to the affairs of the material world. Still, because of His causeless mercy, the Lord desires to expand pure devotional service. And for this reason, He incarnates within the material world to uplift the fallen conditioned souls. The Lord descends in selected spiritual bodies to please His loving devotees. Sometimes He appears in His original form as Krishna, and even Krishna Himself appears in different forms to special devotees so that they may fully develop their loving sentiments for Him. Srila Jiva Goswami gives several examples of the Lord's special mercy upon His devotees. Lord Krishna personally went to the home of Jambavan, and there He displayed a form with slightly angry glances. In that form, the Lord enjoyed a fight with His devotee. The Lord displayed His form as Dattatreya to Atri Muni, and similarly bestowed special mercy upon Lord Brahma, the demigods, Akrura, and innumerable other devotees. And in Vrindavan, the Lord displayed His most beautiful form as Govinda to the fortunate inhabitants. Hare Krishna. We seek blessings of all the devotees. Before attempting to speak, so the first paragraph of the purport says, or the translation says, "My dear Lord, as the absolute truth, you are transcendental to material nature, and like the sky, you are never entangled in any way." So various examples come for sky or for the air carrying aroma, not getting entangled. Like here the example of sky is there. The Lord is like sky because although expanded everywhere, He is not entangled in anything. Similarly, another example comes of the wind or the air carries aroma but remains pure, remains unentangled. Although acts as a medium to carry aroma from one place to another place. So similarly, this theme is repeated again and again in different analogies, and here it is mentioned, Lord is Prakriti Parah, or completely transcendental to material nature. The Lord is fully satisfied and is therefore indifferent to the affairs of the material world. Still, because of His causeless mercy, the Lord descends to expand pure devotional service, and for this reason He incarnates to uplift the fallen conditioned souls. And for that He takes various forms. So this beautiful concept, one of the points which was raised by Radhishyam Prabhu in his Bhagavatam classes recently on Sunday, he was raising the point of being affectionate and not being attached. And on the other side, being detached but not being fanatic. So this is a beautiful concept. Now here we are speaking about affection and attachment, not being attached. And this is what is mentioned. Lord doesn't get entangled while taking care or being affectionate. His form remains transcendental. Another verse comes in Gita, Yatha akasha sthito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan. That how Lord's supreme will always predominates, like the sky is controlling the wind, yatha akasha sthito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan. Like vayu is moving everywhere but still is limited by the sky. Similarly, living entity has its free will but still under the will of the supreme personality of Godhead. So there is control but still there is no control. There is control but still there is freedom. That is the beautiful relationship between living entity and the Lord. Similarly, the pure devotees of the Lord are also wonderfully manifesting this aspect in their personality, that how they are affectionate but they do not get attached or entangled. And a variety of or wonderful series of pastimes or incidents which are demonstrated in the life of Shat Goswamis. So let us look at some of the incidences from Shat Goswamis. Lives, like yesterday it was Gopal Bhatt Goswami's disappearance day, and we look at some of the examples from each of the six Goswamis, that how they take care or how they are taken care, at the same time there is no entanglement. Like when Rajasham Prabhu was quoting this example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi is not supposed to be attached to his mother, but at the same time, he has special feelings for Shachi Mata and being very affectionate, and he is not hard-hearted in the name of renunciation. At the same time, he is taking care in such a way that he doesn't get entangled in that affection. Similarly, we see how each of the Goswamis were taken care by their parents and also by their spiritual masters. We see in the life of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, how they were regularly studying Srimad Bhagavatam under Vidya Vachaspati. They were regularly taking association of Vaishnavas. So it appears from their life was very much nourished, hearing Bhagavatam from a certain spiritual authority, a pure devotee, a Bhagavat, a special speaker on Srimad Bhagavatam who is very, very thorough. And with such kind of love and affection which was being showered on Rupa and Sanatan. But finally, when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami are hearing from this personality and getting so much nourished from a certain personality hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that they are calling for Krishna and they are calling to achieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very intense. And they are writing letter after letter after letter. And on the other side, this idea of writing letters is also given by his mother. And his father is doing, their father is doing a lot of yajnas, lot of sacrifices, lot of religious, we can say rituals, so that they get disentangled, they can get free from the job of prime minister, finance minister, home minister. Which is a very special phenomena, because if somebody's son is a prime minister, no parent is going to do a special sacrifice so that he loses his job or he is thrown out of his seat. So that's very special that the parents were doing special yagyas. And on the other side, in their Gupta Vrindavan, in their house, in their palace, they had arranged special Bhagavat seminars hearing this Bhagavatam. And when they were hearing the Bhagavatam, and the mother was supporting, the father was supporting, the spiritual master was supporting, Vidya Vachaspati is speaking Bhagavatam, and all these personalities are increasing his cry and achievement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are writing letter after letter, and finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets attracted to comes to Ramkeli, although he pretended to go to Vrindavan. And while he desires to go to Ramkeli, he comes to Ramkeli just to meet Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and deliver them. Now we see that Rupa and Sanatan are delivered and Lord Chaitanya gives them an instruction. He says, I have given Vrindavan to your family. He tells Jiva Goswami, I have given Vrindavan to your family. Rupa and Sanatan are supposed to develop Vrindavan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes them in his personal party and engages them in their services as per his desire. Now, on the altar, we do not see any of the pictures of the Vaishnavas, of Avidya Pachaspati, whose Bhagavatam they have been hearing, or father or mother, but we see pictures of Rupa and Sanatan. And it is Lord Chaitanya who is calling Rupa and Sanatan, and not his spiritual masters, not the people who nourished his life. Apparently, it looks like that. All the mercy and all the mission is given to them. So here we see somebody is nourishing the life, but then the goal is that, okay, you take Srimad Bhagavatam and then connect yourself to Sri Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there is no concept of being any mamatva or proprietorship or possessing for my enjoyment. Now the similar pastime comes in the Jiva Goswamis also. Now Jiva Goswami, when he sees Rupa and Sanatan being delivered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and getting darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami develops an intense desire, and he also wants to go, he also wants to follow in the footsteps. But he is young and his family doesn't allow him to go. And all the time he keeps crying in front of his deities of Krishna and Balaram, serving Krishna and Balaram, taking care of them. Whole day goes in putting ornaments for them, clothing them, putting garlands for them, offering them, serving the Krishna Balaram deities. And he gets so attached that his only goal is somehow to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in the footsteps of Rupa and Sanatan. Again, Jiva Goswami's life goes like this, that Krishna Balaram, like here, one of the things which is mentioned in this purport, the Lord displays his forms, or Lord, controlled by the devotee's love, you accept many different forms incarnating according to your devotee's desires. So Srila Jiva Goswami is looking at, he's worshipping Krishna Balaram whole day, and finally one day he's crying so much, his whole night he's serving Krishna Balaram, and finally he goes to sleep. And for a moment he goes to sleep, apparently it looks like he goes to sleep, and in his dream comes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actually first Krishna and Balaram personally come in his dream. And they appear because that's the worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna and Sri Balaram. Shama Sundar Krishna, Balaram, beautiful forms, decorated peacock feather. And then Krishna and Balaram suddenly transformed into Navadvip Chandra, the Lord of Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, before he became Sri Krishna Chaitanya, before his Sannyas Leela. And then the same Krishna Balaram turned into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in his Sannyas form. And there also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly takes the hand of Jiva Goswami and hands over to Nityananda Prabhu and says, you are the property of Nityananda Prabhu. And takes great pleasure in handing him over to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu says, no, your heart, you should place Lord Gauranga in your heart. And then they disappear. And after that, Jiva Goswami could not stay at house, so he goes to his, on the pretext that, okay, I am going to my native place. Finally, he runs over to Navadvip and finds Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Nityananda Prabhu takes wonderful care of Jiva Goswami and guides him further in the mission. So, Nityananda Prabhu gives a wonderful tool to Jiva Goswami. And before the tour, it is said, he is taken to Shachimata. He is taken to Shachimata's house where Shachimata offers wonderful prasad to Jiva Goswami. She offers all the affection she has for Gauranga Mahaprabhu on Jiva Goswami. And then she offers that wonderful prasad and blesses him to go and take a tour of Navadvip. And Jiva Goswami takes the wonderful tour. And then Nityananda Prabhu guides him further in the mission. He says, go to Varanasi and study Bhagavatam under, study the Vedic scriptures, study all the literatures under Madhusudan Vachaspati. So again we see here, Nityananda Prabhu sends him further to study under Madhusudan Vachaspati. And when Madhusudan Vachaspati is teaching to Jiva Goswami, he feels so proud of such a wonderful disciple he has. He is such a special disciple. It is said, he is roaming around all over Varanasi describing the glories of the great disciple he has. But while describing the glories of the great disciple he has, he doesn't become too obsessed or possessive or controlling. Okay, Jiva Goswami should now stay permanently with me. And he says, okay, now here we are handing you to Rupa and Sanatana and go and serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. So wonderfully teaches, and again we see all the glory. Now we hear mostly the name of Jiva Goswami. Nobody takes the name of apparently his person under whom he learned Vedic scriptures. If somebody knew in ISKCON few months, few years, definitely they would know the name of six Goswamis, but not the name of somebody under whom he studied Bhagavatam. All scriptures, Vedic scriptures he studied. So Madhusudan Vachaspati then sent him to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami is standing under, is there serving under Rupa and Sanatan. And there also he goes and asks Sanatan Goswami that please accept me as your disciple. And Sanatan Goswami has such deep humility and at the same time love for Rupa Goswami that he says, no, no, you should not be my disciple. Rupa Goswami is more qualified, become his disciple. So again, there is a lot of affection and care being given. And now Jiva Goswami becomes disciple of Rupa Goswami and he is wonderfully taken care and guided in humble, menial services, at times tested very seriously by punishing him in some inconceivable, apparently from a mundane perspective, illogical ways. And after that, when Srinivas Acharya comes, now here we see here Rupa Sanatan, Jiva Goswami. Okay, before that, we take Gopala Bhatta Goswami's case because Srinivas Acharya is disciple of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at the house of Gopala Bhatta Goswami in South India, in Srirangam, and Venkat Bhatt and all the family gets so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he stays 4 months and so much affection and love is being showered by Mahaprabhu and by the family to Mahaprabhu in the form of service. So much seva is done. And there also one day, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, a small child or as a young person, he is looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is lamenting that why I did not see the Navadvip Chandra. He is supreme personality of Godhead. Why I have to see his sannyasa form? I wish I could see his beautiful form as Navadvip Chandra, as supreme personality with all the opulence. And when he is thinking like this, he falls asleep and he gets a dream where he sees Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, wonderful kirtan taking place, the whole Navadvip manifest to him. And he gets so overwhelmed by the dream, and in the dream he sees Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, they are about to speak something confidential to him, and suddenly the dream breaks. And the dream breaks and he comes running to see Lord Chaitanya, who is residing in the house. And there Lord Chaitanya reveals him the Shyamasundar form Shri Krishna in Vrindavan. And then that Shamasundar beautiful form again turns into Navadvip Chandra, and again Lord Chaitanya is sitting in front of him as a sannyasi. And that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has showered so much affection on Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Venkat Bhatt and the family, and taken such wonderful care, then Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Lord Chaitanya says that after your parents leave this world, you serve your parents very nicely. Shower all the affection on your parents, take care of them very nicely, and after they leave this world, you do not marry, and after they leave, you go to Vrindavan and serve with Rupa and Sanatan. And he hands off them, him over to Rupa and Sanatan, you go there and spend time with them. And it is described after 4 months of stay there, when Lord Chaitanya is leaving, the whole family breaks down because of cannot handle the separation and crying and lamenting, and just the whole family, it's a very difficult moment for them, because 4 months their only focus was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya just walks out. But then he walks out, like Prabhupada quotes this verse, you know, a bird, a fish, a tortoise, how they take care of their offsprings. One takes care by touching, one takes care by seeing, and one takes care by thinking. Lord Chaitanya goes away from there and he finishes South India tour, and then he is in Puri. And one day he is with Gadadhar Pandit. And like we say, you know, when Lord Chaitanya was in Srirangam, he was showering all his affection by being personally present. But still Lord Chaitanya is thinking in Puri, thinking about Gopal Bhatt Goswami, that whether he has reached Vrindavan or not. So he is asking Gadadhar Pandit, is there any news from Vrindavan? Long time no news has come. And when he's just asking, no news have come, just at that moment, Rupa and Sanatan, they send a beautiful letter to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informing that Gopal Bhatt Goswami has arrived. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feels so happy about it. So it was in his mind, although personally he apparently walked out very detached way, affection is not there, apparently very, very hard-hearted, 4 months he stayed and he walked out without even looking back. And same thing he did in Ramakeli, when Ramakeli, Rupa and Sanatan were blessed. And Lord Chaitanya just walked out. And Rupa and Sanatan could not handle that separation. And same thing he had done when he met Tapan Mishra, and Raghunath Bhatt, who was a son of Tapan Mishra, had served Lord Chaitanya. And Tapan Mishra so much wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. When he met in Bangladesh, he wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya just walked out. But now in Tota Gopinath, he is remembering that whether the Goswamis, what are they doing? Are they living together? Has Gopal Bhatt arrived there? Are they working on their mission? And Rupa and Sanatan sends this letter. And Lord Chaitanya becomes so happy, then again he showers affection. And how he showers affection? He sends them Mahaprasad. He sends them a small wooden seat on which he used to sit. I guess that was the gift he sent. And then he sent the loincloth. He sent his personal cloth. He sent his wooden seat. And he sent some prasad. And all the gifts. And he sends a letter. That now please all of you live as very dear brothers. And carry on your mission. So letter goes there. And he showers his personal affection from there in the form of these gifts. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami is very pleased and he is very happy receiving these gifts. And now also we see this is preserved by Gopal Bhatt Goswami in his temple. And now Gopal Bhatt Goswami has reached Vrindavan and he is serving so wonderfully. Now we should also know Gopal Bhatt Goswami also studied scriptures when Lord Chaitanya left Srirangam. He served his parents, but he also studied scriptures under Prabodhanand Saraswati. So again, Prabodhanand Saraswati must have, as a teacher, showered a lot of affection on his student. And after showering so much affection, but then again, the photo is there of Shad Goswamis, and apparently the world may not know the glorious teachers of these personalities, who nourish their life, who nourish their... So again, we see how there is complete... There is affection but detachment, affection but handing over the personality to the service of the Supreme Lord. So that's why the spiritual master's job is not to come between Krishna and disciple, but to facilitate the disciple's journey in the service of Krishna. Now Gopala Bhatt Goswami is staying in Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatana is staying in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami is there, and then Srinivas Acharya, his journey starts. Now Srinivas Acharya's janma, his birth happened by the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Because his parents were wondering, that they never had a child, but somehow they got a desire that they should have a son. And they went to confirm with Lord Chaitanya, should they have a son? Why this, what kind of desire is so, becoming so strong? And then Lord Chaitanya that time declares or predicts the future birth of Srinivas Acharya. Now, Srinivas Acharya is such a special personality. He has taken birth by the will of Lord Chaitanya. So the whole life his desire was, I want to have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he grew hearing about, thinking about, meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya and Srinivas Acharya at a suitable time started his journey to Jagannath Puri. And going in great ecstasy that I am going to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am going to get his darshan. And it is described Srinivas Acharya, the moment he is just outskirts of Jagannath Puri when he is about to reach there. He sees some people coming and they are lamenting and they are crying and they are very sad in separation. And Srinivas Acharya asks, what happened? Why you are... And they describe that Lord Chaitanya has left this world. He has finished his earthly pastimes. And immediately he becomes unconscious. And he becomes very sad. He cannot handle that separation. And that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in that dream. He says, wake up and go to Jagannath Puri because a very special personality is waiting for you. And that is Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath temple. Please go and study Srimad Bhagavatam under him. And Srinivas Acharya goes running and he finds Gadadhar Pandit constantly crying, constantly shedding tears and very, very in separation, cannot handle it. And when Gadadhar Pandit is studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Srinivas Acharya reveals that this is the dream of given to me by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit says, I could have taught you Srimad Bhagavatam, but my copy of Srimad Bhagavatam constantly by the tears, the whole, nothing is readable now. So you have to buy a new copy of Bhagavatam. So can you please go? So now Srinivas Acharya did not go to the next ISKCON temple and bought a Bhagavatam set from the BBT go down. For him it was a tough task. He had to walk all the way to Bengal, make a new copy and fresh copy. So he went all the way to Bengal, which took a long time. And there he had to make a whole copy, which took almost an extra 1 year. And by the time he came back with a fresh copy of Srimad Bhagavatam and he came to Tota Gopinath temple and he realized Gadadhar Pandit has already left this world. I mean, if we are coming to Bhagavatam class and we realize Bhagavatam class cancelled, maybe we become happy, today chutti. Today chutti, no class today. But there, because we know aaj chutti to kal class mil jayega, fine, you know, we'll hear another class tomorrow. Aur ek hafta class nahi, very good, ek hafta chutti. So, but there he came all the way with a fresh copy of Srimad Bhagavatam to learn from a very special personality. And then he came and then he realized Gadadhar Pandit has left. And then he fell unconscious. And again, now Gadadhar Pandit, I was thinking, was not waiting, Aane do isko, I will teach Bhagavatam. He was fully, he was not in the, you know, in a worldly, we have our own sometimes attitudes, you know, I am getting to bless such a great personality. Like Gopala Bhatt Goswami has great, great disciples. Srinivas Acharya is going to be a great contributions in future. So with all this, the Gadadhar Pandit was not absorbed in the glories of Srinivas Acharya, who is coming as a student. He was absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he could not handle that separation and he left. And then he was not thinking, agar main chala gaya, who is going to teach this guy? He knew there are other Rupa Sanatan, they are going to teach. So there is such an affection between all the personalities. And he leaves and then he says, then he comes in the dream of Srinivas Acharya. And he says, do not worry, nothing to worry. There are better teachers. You go to Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatana are going to bless you. He starts his journey. But on the way he spends meeting Vaishnavas and the whole thing gets delayed. And then he finally reaches Vrindavan through a tough journey. And when he reaches Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami and right on Vishram Ghat, I guess, on the banks of Yamuna, he suddenly finds people lamenting and he comes to know Rupa and Sanatan have left. Now what a tough journey to hear a Bhagavatam class. There Mahaprabhu left, Gadadhar Pandit left and now Rupa Sanatan Goswami left. And that is the time when he falls unconscious. Now Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami comes in the dream and says, do not worry, be blessed. You go to Jiva Goswami, you go to Gopala Bhatta Goswami and take the shelter. And that is the time we see when he goes and meets, I guess he first meets Jiva Goswami and he takes him to Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Gopala Bhatta Goswami, that time, he accepts him as his disciple and he takes Jiva Goswami to Radha Raman Dev. And he takes Jiva Goswami to Radha Raman Dev. And after going to Radha Raman Dev, he says, here, you are the property of Sri Radha Raman. So very beautifully, how he hands over his disciple in the hands of Sri Krishna. Because they have experienced that kind of affection coming from Prabodhanand Saraswati, Madhusudan Vachaspati, Vidya Vachaspati. Now the same kind of affection they are showering to their disciple by handing them over in the service of Krishna. And the same kind of detachment and full affection at the same time are being showered by Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So the same beautiful mood is being carried down in the lineage, in the parampara, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Vidya Vachaspati, Madhusudan Vachaspati, Prabodhanand Saraswati, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami says, you are the property of Radha Raman. Now, another thing is, Gopal Bhatt Goswami is a personality who has the most influential personalities as his disciples. So naturally, when you have so special personalities, either in scholarly field or in maybe very rich mercantile people, or maybe the kings. So all the time when somebody glorifies a king or a scholarly person or a mercantile, a rich person, you will say, apna property hai, he is my person. I have trained him. I am the one who is the cause behind his success. At least somewhere we want to get acknowledged that, okay, here I am the person who added some value to your life. And sometimes the biggest conflicts come because somebody's contribution is not valued by the people who received the contribution. Now, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, two things he does very beautifully. One thing is, he puts him under the care of Jiva Goswami as a Shiksha disciple. Okay, you take care, you study under Jiva Goswami. Wonderfully, he puts him under the care of Jiva Goswami. And he glorifies Jiva Goswami so much. And then, now with all these wonderful influence, disciples, followers who are going to do great contribution, Srinivas Acharya will be the responsible of carrying all the Goswami's books to Bengal, to Orissa, all three personalities. With all these wonderful, wonderful people under him, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comes and takes his blessing, please bless me to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now somebody who has done so much contribution, he would be happy that finally koi to hai mere bare mein kitab likh raha hai. At least kitab likh raha hai, usme kahin to mera naam bhi aayega. So he'll be happily blessed. Yeah, yeah, right, right. How Lord Chaitanya wrote. He says, fine, you write about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but make sure my name should not be mentioned. So again, there is affection, there is care, there is... But then he's not entangled under the modes or under the expectations of acknowledgement or anything, very special personalities. He said, do not write my name, do not give me any credit, do not give me any special appreciation. But then Radhanand Maharaj was telling in one of his classes that how, although he said that do not write my name, but when somebody doesn't want that pratishtha, Krishna somehow makes sure you get it. So although Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was so apprehensive in writing because he has been told not to write. So later on, one of the disciples in the lineage of Gopala Bhatta Goswami mentions all his glories and we come to know about all his. And the same Gopala Bhatta Goswami, how Radha Raman manifests to him, to such loving devotees, to such pure devotees. Now we see how Lord manifests to each of these devotees. Because they have nothing to gain in this material world, their only goal is to offer service and Lord's only goal is to offer service to them. And we see this in all the Goswami's case. Their goal is to offer service without anything in return And Lord's goal is to offer service to them. So Sanatan Goswami is not in a mood of becoming the guru of all the Goswamis or becoming the leader, or when the Jiva Goswami says, he's very wonderfully hands him over to Rupa Goswami. So such wonderful devotees, when they are doing their bhajan, there are n number of stories that how Lord comes and offers his reciprocation. When Sanatan Goswami is doing bhajan at Pavan Sarovar in his place, and he doesn't have a bhajan kuti, and he's not eaten anything since long, he has not taken any meals, Lord personally comes in the disguise of a coward boy and offers him special milk. Please take this, you have not eaten since long. And why you are staying here? Please have a nice bhajan kutir for you. Please do tapasya proper, do not do so much tapasya. When he is doing Govardhan parikrama, long parikrama, at a later age, at a very elderly age, Lord personally comes and tells him, no need to do such a parikrama. Here there is a special Govardhan Shila just for you. Do this parikrama, enough. And when Rupa Goswami is doing his bhajan, and he has a desire to serve Sanatan Goswami, then again Lord manifests to Rupa Goswami in the form of a small girl, Srimati Radharani comes. Here, you want to serve Sanatan Goswami, you want to serve a special kheer to Sanatan Goswami, here are the ingredients. Here I will personally cook for you. So we may wonder that why Lord doesn't come for us, doesn't cook for us, doesn't give darshans to us. When we are standing in the rain, why he doesn't offer us an umbrella? But then here we see Goswamis, look at the level of detachment and service attitude and contributions and the mood which they are carrying. And then we have so Radharani personally comes and makes that kheer. And Rupa Goswami also doesn't know who is making the kheer, but the kheer is so special, that sweet rice is so special, so wonderful, that Rupa and Sanatan both are in ecstasy. And Sanatan is asking, who made that kheer? He says, some girl. Oh, describe that girl. Who is that girl? And he describes, he says, that's Srimati Radharani, and why you took the service? And this is very bad, you should not take the service. And simultaneously, while chastising him, he takes and drinks some more. Because it's just so ecstatic, just so wonderful. So on one side, and Rupa Goswami says, yes, I am very sorry, I did that. And Rupa Goswami also begs sorry, and then he says, let me also drink some. Because it's just causing so much ecstasy, so much happiness, that it's uncontrollable. So Lord is coming in special forms too. And the same Rupa Goswami is roaming around the whole Vrindavan, searching for Govindji. He has heard Govindji deity was there, and he is going everywhere. And he is crying in separation, why I am not? He is going home to home, finding in the home of Vrajavasis, where is Govindji? But Krishna knows, I will only have to come and reveal where am I. So he is sitting on the banks of Yamuna. And then Lord Krishna personally comes, Govindji personally comes as a small boy and takes him to a place where Govindji is hidden. And a cow is offering lots of milk. And Rupa Goswami is revealed the beautiful form of Govindji. And then the another form where Rupa Goswami is writing, beautiful writings, compare the hairs of gopis, the braid of the gopis of Radharani to a snake, some comparison is given. And Sanatan Goswami comes and chastises. Is this a good analogy? What a useless analogy. Is this the way you explain? And then Sanatan Goswami is sitting, I guess, in Govindkund or somewhere. And there he sees, when he is taking bath, he sees all the gopis, some girls are swinging. And suddenly he sees on the back a snake is sitting. And he runs to warn them, and look, this is a snake, remove the snake, or be careful. And then the vision disappears. So Lord is giving darshan there. When Raghunath Das Goswami is sitting on banks of Radhakund doing tapasya, and Sanatan Goswami comes and chastises him. Because Sanatan Goswami sees that Lord Krishna is personally standing with a stick guarding him. Again reveals a beautiful form. Why stick guarding him? Because, tiger or lion something? Somebody is there, Radhakund, and he is telling Raghunath Das Goswami, you don't have a bhajan kutir, and there is so much danger from these animals, and Krishna has to personally come and guard. Another day there is so much heat, and Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami told, you make a bhajan kutir. Raghunath Das Goswami did not listen. The second time he has to go and again see. Again he is sitting And this time Radharani is personally providing shade because there is too much heat. And Sanatan Goswami chastises, you have to have a bhajan kutir. And then we have Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, similar pastime there. He is writing Srimad Bhagavatam and there is so much rains. So the commentaries which we read of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he wrote, there is so much rains around, only a place where he is writing Bhagavatam, there is no rains. So Lord is personally coming and protecting and guarding. So we may read and we may not understand the person who write, how special that personality is. So Lord this way reveals the forms to all these. In Gopala Bhatta Goswami, in Srirangam, Lord reveals. Jiva Goswami in Bengal when he was staying, Lord reveals his form as Krishna Balaram, as Navadvip Chandra, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore the translation says, my dear Lord, as the absolute truth, you are transcendental to material nature. Like the sky, you are never entangled. And we saw many examples of how all the Goswamis were nourished by their spiritual masters and handed over in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Handed over in the service of Sri Krishna. And their disciples also, they trained them and handed over in the service of another spiritual master or Krishna. So they shower affection without becoming attached. And they offer everyone in the service of Krishna. And second thing is, controlled by devotee's love, you accept many forms. And we discuss variety of examples. How Lord appears to Rupa Goswami, how Lord appears to Sanatan Goswami, how Lord appears to Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Gopala Bhatta Goswami. And like this wonderfully, Lord reciprocates with the love of the devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.